AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, 9:30 on a Thursday morning. An opportunity for me to welcome in Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. And, of course, you can check out the entire operation online, DungisChoice.com. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is a wonderful day. Yeah. Thursday, getting close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Giving away a lot of prizes this week.
Yes, we did. And yes, you are.
Yeah, and Green Country Christmas was quite a success. I was down here for a little while, and it sounded like you were making a lot of people very happy.
I enjoy doing that kind of thing. You know, what was it, 33,000 and change just in that three-hour plus broadcast.
That's right. It's amazing. And it's you think of all the people out there listening, looking at their tickets, and it's an amazing event.
I'm sorry I disappointed so many people that it was not their ticket, you know?
Well, that's the way it goes. There's only one winner, I guess, each time. So, you know, that's how those things go. We did do the drawing yesterday for our 75th anniversary grand prize drawing. I know we've talked about it now for months.
And
we had a few people who came out to the dealership. We had lots of calls all day. People obviously had been paying attention.
Good.
And so I drew from the big number, all the names, and we pulled out Don Tatum one. One of our great customers, been a customer of the dealership for a long time, bought a truck recently. So,
it's funny how most of the times events like that reward the faithful customer.
It's amazing like that. Yeah. And, you know, that we have so many great ones, and this time of year we're reminded of that, especially this year with our 75th anniversary, and, you know, we've been kind of celebrating that all along, but. You know, from this time, from Thanksgiving on, we think about it all, you know, so many things. And, you know, we've had the great, have the charities in here almost every week. You know, we talk about our community. We talk about the heritage and all that. And, you know, it is of autos that we really, treat each other at the dealership like family. I know my grandfather did, and it's part of our heritage. And so, you know, it's a great time of year. And I'm really glad to be able to reach out to a great customer and make his Christmas a little better, and hopefully everybody has a great Christmas.
You brought the family in when you turned 74 years, and then again on the 75th anniversary, and I'm hoping we'll do it again on the 76th, it's one of those things. It's neat to tell the stories and the personal stories of that individual family member at the dealership.
Yeah, and there's so many stories through the years, and I think it's it's the fabric of life, everybody's life, right? But that's one of the things that makes our dealership, our business, unique, we think, is the character of the people, the character of our stories, you know, where we came from and how we got to where we are is really important. And that's so we like to repeat that. I think it is unique and something that we should all be proud of. Bartlesville's like that. I mean, everywhere you look, there's a great story. Mm-hmm. It's a city of legends, right?
And, right.
Whether it's the Price Tower or the Boys and Girls Club or the baseball team, whatever, all these great organizations that make our community a great place to live. And anyway, that's a... It's a great time.
It is a good time and a great time, and certainly congratulations to your winner and for all the other people that because there were prizes along the way.
Oh, yeah. We had lots of great prizes throughout the summer and fall, and looking forward now to a great 2017. But we got to finish up 2016 as of yet. We've got a couple of a big holiday coming up this weekend, and then we're going to get into the best buying times of the year in the car business. And, you know, you can go Google best time to buy a car, and it's going to say that last week of the year. You know, there's some things that happen. Obviously, the manufacturers are all pushing to get to their goals for the year. That, you know, for Toyota, that's maintaining Camry leadership, that's being the best-selling brand in America, stuff like that. Ford is fighting for that best-selling brand in America thing too. They want to have the Ford truck leadership, you know, that we've had for 40 years now, you know. So these things are really important to the manufacturers. They want to have their sales leadership. They need to put up numbers. Their year numbers are really important to their, you know, maintaining even their stock values and things like that. So, you know, they put a lot of incentives and marketing into this time of year. So there are great incentives. Interest rates are still low. There's 0% out there. We've got big rebates. The selection's really good, too. And, you know, so you've got all that together. Plus, from a dealer perspective, You're looking at the end of the year also, so that's a big cutoff. You know, we're going to put our books together on 2016 and wrap it up and put it to bed. And, you know, so we'd like to finish as strong as possible, clear our inventories so that we don't have to count them early next year and just move on. I think it's really is a great time to buy. And we've got great specials out there like we always do. We're very careful about our internet pricing and try to be real transparent about the sales process with you, our customers. And you'll really work through each part of the deal at your pace and answer all your questions, because it is complicated these days.
I know it's like any other business. You want to end the calendar year or your inventory year at a low point because, well, for tax reasons, it's
tax reasons and heck, we're there to sell cars, so yeah. You know, there's plus, you know, we've talked about it before, but the model year end stuff is happening too. Mm-hmm. We're all switching over. We're almost through the 16s. We've got a few left, but you know, we'll be moving into 17, and we'll have the potential for 18s here pretty soon. So we've got to get rid of these old model year vehicles. Certainly you can save a lot of money on the vehicles that have been in stock the longest. We've got, you know, we talk about our great used vehicles, the certified vehicles from Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota, our Q certified program, which is essentially on our vehicles that are under 100,000 miles. You know, sometimes we make a judgment on those that are really close to 100,000 miles, whether they should qualify or not. But, you know, a good vehicle under 100,000 miles with a lot of life left is going to come with a no-cost two-year 100,000-mile warranty just for your peace of mind. Then we've got our Dungis wholesale vehicles, and there's even some other things. There's a thing called a Ford Courtesy Transportation Vehicle, which is something that they're still new vehicles. They're vehicles that are still in our inventory as a new vehicle, but we loan them out as service loaners on the Ford side, and Ford gives us some incentives on that, and we've got great deals on those right now. I was looking at some of the stuff we were putting together for the end of the year, and here's one that I noted. It's a 2015 Ford Focus. This vehicle was originally stickered for $21,125, and you can buy it now for $14,875.
What a great buy on a Focus.
That's an incredible buy on a new vehicle. You're saving over $6,250. That's a 30% savings on a new vehicle from its sticker price. That's unheard of on that kind of a deal. We have trucks that are Ford Courtesy Transportation Vehicles. This one is a Ford F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab XLT Premium. It's got the 6.2 liter V8. It's a 4x4 automatic. This vehicle was originally $49,200. We've got it priced now at $39,200, so a full $10,000 off. These vehicles do have a couple thousand miles on them, usually 2,000 to 4,000 miles, so they're hardly broken in and been owned and maintained by the dealership, so we try to take care of them really well.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got a 2016 Ford Escape. It's a pretty loaded one, a titanium with four-wheel drive, the 2-liter i4 EcoBoost engine, the little turbocharged engine.
Right.
That vehicle's got a $7,250 off MSRP. So, again, saving over 20% on the vehicle, originally $31,000. Just an incredible deal.
If you haven't driven an EcoBoost engine, you need to take a test drive on that one. It's just a different driving experience, I think, than a similarly sized engine without it.
Well, you get the great fuel economy. You get a great feeling of responsiveness and power when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
But apply that with great fuel economy, it's really a great setup for you. And here's another one. We got a Ford Fusion. I know you love your Fusion.
I do.
This is a 2016 Ford Fusion SE, 2.5 liter i4. It's an automatic vehicle. It's $4,000 off. Now, all those are our new vehicles. We've taken some incentives there, a dealer cash offering from mm-hmm. Ford that help us get to those discounts. We can work with you there. You also could make a choice to take the other retail incentives that are there. Not, you can't do both, but either or. Most of these are still going to have the interest rate and retail rebate combinations there.
Okay.
So this, we talk about how complex our selling a car can be. It's mm-hmm. not really like a loaf of bread. They there's a lot of different choices in how you structure the incentives. A lot of times it's a choice between a big interest rate incentive, say 0% for 60 months, mm-hmm. pay no interest for 5 years, or maybe they'll give you your rebate up front. You're going to save that money off the top, but you may end up, if you're going to get a loan, you'll end up paying a higher interest rate, and you got to weigh those together to see which one makes the best deal for you. And so each person has a different situation. You know, things like equity in your trade. This is something we deal with all the time, mm-hmm. Where people, you know, a lot of times they don't even really think about it, but they, you know, maybe they didn't have equity when they bought their last vehicle, mm-hmm. or maybe they get another loan if they finance through a credit union, they may add to that, but or maybe they're just trading before it's time and they haven't paid enough of the loan.
Sure.
The truth is, if you don't have equity, that's got to roll into the next car deal. So you want to get the most for your trade. You want to really maintain that value, and then you want to we want to work with you to make sure that you're making the best decision mm-hmm. on the deal. So that's really important.
And when you're laying all those options out for the buyer, it's a matter of, I mean, you're very transparent on that because I've seen you do it. Here's all the information about buying it this way.
Right.
And then here's all the information about buying it this way. It's really the buyer's
choice. And we can show you. I mean, whether you want to, if you want to look at leasing versus purchasing, the length of the loan, the trade value, the down payment, the interest rate. There's so many variables in the purchase, not just picking the right car and getting you the best deal for you on that car. So there's a lot of variables, and you know, it can be confusing. But we want to help you with that. It's really part of what we do. We talk to and train the salesman all the time about that. This is really the best place where we can differentiate ourselves from other people. We need to know our product. We need to be able to answer people's questions. It's a service business, and mm-hmm. you know, we really don't want to be the stereotype. We don't try not to put a lot of pressure on people, and obviously we're going to ask for your business, but we don't want to be just pushing to sell.
Right.
We know we're there for you. That's why we focus on things like our 995 oil change and service after the sale. I mean, really, our relationship with you starts with that service and with taking care of the vehicle and not with the purchase of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. It starts with that when you come in for that first oil change and you meet the people that are going to take care of your car for the next few years. And that really is the most important time, I think, and because that's when we want to shine, is in that moment. And, you know, that's something we work on all the time.
Well, I'm sure every service advisor can't know every customer by name, but it's just one of those things, that relationship you talked about. You pull the car in the drive, hey, Charlie, how's it going? You know, they make an effort to know every customer.
Well, you have to. And, you know, it can be hard at times. When you're busy, I mean, I was over there yesterday in Rich, and the guys on the Ford service drive were very busy. It was a busy day. This time of year, it always is.
Yeah.
We get so many visitors in town, people getting ready to travel and stuff like that. So service is on people's minds, and they want to get their vehicles fixed. If you have a problem with your vehicle this time of year, it's often really stressful mm-hmm. Because you got places to go, things to do. You don't want to have that unexpected budget problem of having to pay for a repair when
right.
out getting ready for Christmas. So, you know, it is a stressful time, but we try to handle that really well, and Rich and the team do a great job despite being busy, and really do try to have those personal relationships with people and maintain that connection with you over time, because it really is about trust and having a relationship.
And I think that's part of the emphasis that I've seen, that I've observed in my wife and I buying cars, that it is you're making friends with people. And trying to maintain those friendships.
Yeah, no, that's right. And it is part of it's part of that story we talked about before, telling the story. That's what, I remember so much about those early days with my grandfather when I was younger, and they were not necessarily the early days for him, but as a young man walking around with him when we were still downtown at the store on Osage, it was about the friendships that he had and the people that he knew, and that's, one of the things that's so great about being here in Bartlesville, and that's something that we're real proud of.
Yeah. You mentioned things that you're involved in, and I don't know that you planned on talking about, but a week from now, we're going to be anticipating the olive drop and a few things
that's
going
right.
on at the Price Tower.
Lots of stuff going on at the Price Tower. You know, and truthfully, it's been a great year, and I need to get Scott and the guys to come up and talk about it on the show, but you know, Scott is Ambler is our executive director now, and if you don't know that, Scott's a lifelong Bartlesville resident, has been involved in many community efforts, and is a great architect and city planner, and you know, involved in all kinds of stuff. And when he came aboard and offered to do that, it really started a process of coming together there. I mean, we'd been working for years to make the hotel and restaurant and our arts space come together. And, you know, now that we're working with the you know, Bartlesville Art Association, mm-hmm. we've got, you know, that connection going. They'll be moving over into our annex later next year. We've got you know, a great event you plan New Year's, and you know, you should call them and find out about that. There's meals, you can get a great meal planned by a great chef that we've got helping us up there now, Chef Curtis, who actually came to this area to help reopen her restaurant over mm-hmm. at Pawhuska, and he's a lifelong Frank Lloyd Wright lover. And you know, really, our focus is on making art, architecture, and design relevant to people here locally, telling the story of why the tower is where it is and what it is and how special it is, because it's a unique, one-of-a-kind building. It truly is unique. There's nothing like it in the world. Frank Lloyd Wright designed many buildings like this, mm-hmm. but it's really the only one that ever got built.
Yeah.
And it wasn't designed to be in New York City, of all places, and here it is in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And, you know, that's just a great story, and how the Price family got to that. You know, and that's something that's unique to Bartlesville, and I think really can be a real linchpin to our, you know, to growth in our community and to bringing new people in and making our downtown more relevant. This exciting stuff we've got going on where people are talking about enhancing that space between the tower and the community center to create some more public space mm-hmm. downtown and have more events down there. I think that is really exciting.
It is.
You know, so we've got that going. We've got the lunches at the tower. If you haven't heard about how great it is now, I mean, they've got $7 and $9 lunches that are, I think, about the best deal in town. And they are really good. The service is great, and the value. So you know, great choices. And mm-hmm. you know, so go check it out. You can have lunch in a great facility. See, experience the tower itself. Maybe take a tour after your lunch.
So. If you haven't been, you need to.
Yep. Great stuff.
It is. When people come in to take a test drive at the dealership, you know, frequently they say, you know, they're coming in with a specific model in mind. But sometimes it's just kind of, well, I'm looking at you know, something new. I may or may not be ready to buy this week, but I'm getting tired of what I'm driving. And well, they just want to do a little shopping.
People are at very different places in their purchase process, mm-hmm. right? We see this all the time. And in today's world, a lot of times, you know, frankly, we don't see them until they're right there at the end of the purchase process, because so much information is out there online, and you can do almost everything before you get to the dealership.
I'm sure there's a virtual test drive somewhere.
There are virtual test drives. There are virtual walk-arounds. I mean, you can go to YouTube and see and get, you know, 40-minute videos on a vehicle, and you know, and done by 100 different dealers and salesmen all over the country. And mm-hmm. you know, some of our guys do that stuff like that. So, I mean, you can get all this information. So most of it's really good, high-quality stuff. You know, sometimes it's a little misleading, but the truth is that you can do all this and it may or may not help you, but you know, sometimes it's more confusing than not, but when you get there and you're ready to buy, whatever situation you're in, if you're just starting the process or you've made your decision, you know what you want and you just want to get a good fair deal, you know, we can help you with that. You know, it does sometimes, there's so many choices in cars now mm-hmm. that it probably does help to come talk to an expert. You know, the things like technology, safety, you know, all the technology on driverless vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the news like crazy these days, and we've talked about it on the show. And you see people pushing the limits on this like crazy, but truthfully, it is still going to take a lot of time. And
I don't know if Uber is going to be doing the driverless cars out in San Francisco or not. But
well, I mean, it's an interesting. I mean, they're really trying to push this into the public space. They, you know, obviously there's a place for it.
Yeah.
But I think the laws and the safety rules and how we drive together has got to be worked out before this gets too far along. And so that kind of technology is coming, though, and you've got mm-hmm. on a Lincoln, you can get lane minding technology. You can get all kinds of stuff that help you drive. So this evolution from a car where you were completely in charge, like everybody out there today listening mm-hmm. on the radio in their car, to the ones that help you a little bit. Some of them are out there that do that. To those that we're just eventually going to sit back and read or whatever.
we'll see if that even happens in my lifetime. But yeah. Anyway, it's coming. I'm sure
that
someday.
Stuff, safety yeah. stuff. There's a never ending list of stuff to talk about on your vehicle. And you know, so the truth is, once you've made the decision, sometimes that's really when it starts. How am I going to use this? How do I get this paired up with my phone?
Yeah.
What apps do I want to use with this? How do I connect them to the phone and the car? You know, it is it can be something. I was talking to a customer earlier this week who bought a Lincoln MKZ from us a year and a half or so ago, and you know, she still has questions about it, and she uses the car every day, of course, mm-hmm. and we were talking about that, and she said, you know, it's hard because I have a few questions, and I talk to Bruce about it or you, and I get those answered, but I never there's always more, and there's more to know, and they are complicated machines.
Well, it's like those lane minding systems you talked about, or some of the crash avoidance where yeah. you know it automatically hits the brakes for you because there's something or somebody out there, for that matter, you know, the automatic parking assistance.
Automatic parking, yeah. airbags, you know, how vehicles are constructed. Toyota Safety Sense is a new thing that's coming that's going to be on all Toyotas in a couple years. The new 2017 Corolla's is the first vehicle to have it. So now you've got this technology not just in the luxury cars, mm-hmm. but in base entry level cars, and it's really exciting. I know that's something people are interested in. So, you know, come in, find out about what's available. That may come into your decision-making process. I know that's something that's, you know, safety and how you use the vehicle is really important to people. So that if you're looking and mm-hmm. thinking about making a purchase and not sure, that's a good place to start.
And I think some of us seemingly are always looking, always want to know what's latest on the latest technology, what's the new stuff, you know?
We have a lot of people like that we talk to all the time, you know, that stay up with it almost as well as we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun, too. And, you know, our business is about technology, and we love the people that are interested in our vehicles, and that really does make our business exciting, too, because there's always something coming that's changing and a new model coming out. You know, we sold our first Continental this past week.
Great.
To a long-time Lincoln customer of ours who had kept his town car in great shape, and it had many town cars, mm-hmm. but they don't make the town car anymore. So he finally has moved on to the Continental, and so that
the return of the Continental,
car.
I think, is a neat move for Lincoln.
Yeah, you know? That's a great deal, and you can say. I actually don't have one in stock now, but we should have one the next couple of weeks. But the Continental is out there. We've got other great deals on Toyotas we haven't talked much about. I mentioned the Safety Sense, but we've got deals on certified Toyotas. I've got a 17 Toyota Tundra. This is a vehicle that's only got less than 2,000 miles on it for $37,995. That vehicle was probably about $10,000 more as a new vehicle, and Toyota does not have big rebates, so mm-hmm. that's a pretty great price. We've got a 15 Camry for $17,995, a Venza for a 2014 Venza with under 33,000 miles for $22,975, a used 4Runner. These are really rare. A 2014 four-wheel drive SR5 with just 33,000 miles. And these are all Toyota certified vehicles, so they come with a 12,000 mile comprehensive warranty. So it's very much like your new vehicle warranty for mm-hmm. for 1 year and 12,000 miles. Then 7 years, 100,000 mile limited powertrain warranty, our 160 point inspection and reconditioning, 1 year of roadside assistance, and of course your vehicle history report, which you can get on any vehicle at Dungis. Even get them online at DungisChoice.com.
Yeah.
Look at all the pictures, see the price. Do check the pricing regularly. We're in there constantly updating the pricing on our used vehicles. Mm-hmm. So you may get something in the mail from us with a price on it. Be sure to go online and check if it's actually, it may have dropped. Sometimes they even go up if market conditions change, but mm-hmm. normally we keep dropping the prices over time till they sell.
Well, and you mentioned keeping up track of the internet pricing, and I'm sure that is a daunting task for you. You go in every few days and adjust things based on your inventory and the market.
You look at the market, you look at the inventory, you want to have a fair price. You know, that's kind of the entry right now. You can't, people often think that used cars, like maybe they were in the past, you buy them for a certain amount and mark them up, mm-hmm. Several thousand dollars, and then there's room to negotiate, so I want to take $5,000 off that. Truth is, today I don't really think about cost when I price the vehicle. Mm-hmm. I think about what's the right price for this car to sell today, and today. I don't mean tomorrow, usually. I mean today, because there's a great sense of urgency if you want a good return on your investment in that used car, right? Mm-hmm. If you think about it, if it's sitting there, if it's a $10,000 car and it's sitting there for 3 months, that spot is not making you any money. If it's a $10,000 car and you can sell it three times in 3 months, mm-hmm. and then you've made three whatevers for that, and if you just sell it once in mm-hmm. 3 months, and maybe you waited to make more money to sell it over that time. But usually, if you sell it more often, regardless of how much you make, you're going to end up having a higher return on investment, and that's just how our inventory works. So we're constantly focused on turning our vehicles quickly, selling them fast, making great deals for our customers. That efficiency really is what creates the great energy in our business to keep investing and keeps us going.
Well, and then the manufacturers are constantly revising their product. But every once in a while you'll see something that's a mid-year change in a vehicle, or something that they've really wanted to bring it to the market before waiting for the next model year.
It happens all the time, and it happens across the entire spectrum of all the models that we have. So you've got that going on, and that's another point, just to the reason why you might want to check with a salesman early in the process, is to know what's coming, what the changes are going to be. Sometimes we get advance notice of that. Usually we know on our brands pretty before the public what's going to happen. We may not have all the answers. Sometimes we won't have pricing and stuff till that gets announced, but we'll understand what's going to be coming, when it'll be available, and that can maybe help you with your decision-making process.
And I think that comes down to exactly the reason why people need to talk to the sales professionals. And it's nice. You had one that had left the dealership and then came back, mm-hmm. and they called my wife, I don't know, been a couple of weeks ago or so now, I don't know where you are. We did business. I just wanted to let you know I'm back.
Good.
It's nice to get that personal contact with people.
Yeah, well, it's so important. Like we talked about the relationships, and that's really what it's about is, sometimes people do move on, and I'm not sure who that was with. We have a couple of guys that were with us in the past. Keith and Vance are both back, and they're great guys, and they're going to reach out to their former customers, and we encourage them to do that. I think the relationship between the salesperson and the customer is really one of the most important relationships that we have in the store. And obviously I want to know everybody, but I can't know everybody, and I can't call everybody who does business with us, or everybody who has their oil changed, and we do the best we can, but I rely on all the people to really help. And so thank you to them for helping this year, for making it a great year at Dungis, and thank you to all of you. After 75 years in Bartlesville, I can't say enough how we are thankful for what Bartlesville's done for us. We continue to really want to acknowledge that and say thank you to Bartlesville. We plan to be here and want to be your automotive problem solver into the future. And it's part of that relationship we have with Bartlesville that's so important.
Well, if you're looking for a last-minute Christmas gift, you have several options. We talked about gift certificates.
Gift certificates, whether it's for accessories or a detail, give us a call at the dealership. Talk to one of the service advisors, or even your sales consultant can help you with that. Go to the website, the www.dungeschoice.com, or you can call us at 918-333-0900, and we'll be giving away that $7,500 prize in just about half an hour on the Toyota showroom. So if you want to come check it out, or look, we'll probably put it on one of the Facebook pages as a Facebook Live if you want to check it out that way.
All right. And, of course, check out the entire selection online as well, DungeusChoice.com. You can start the process. We will buy your vehicle or make an appointment for an oil change or a lot more.
That's right. All right. Merry Christmas, Charlie.
Merry Christmas.
And happy holidays to everyone. I will not be here next week. I'll see you guys in the new year.
All right. Sounds like a plan. News on the way next.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWOA.